Okay, we'll call the meeting to order at 5:06 and start with a... do it every time. I know. Okay.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we'll approve the minutes. Yep. Okay, so I have a question on the minutes. Minor one. Is Emily Smart a representative on the...
No, she sat over here and spoke of her son. Remember, okay. Her son was going to come and he didn't end up coming. She was just a citizen.
Okay. Okay, then it's written correctly. Then I make a motion that it be accepted as written. Second.
Okay. Any additions or adjustments to the agenda that you can think of? Anything that came up?
You have to vote on accepting the minutes.
Well, I said I second it. So I think we're okay. Yeah, I said I second it. Sorry. Yeah.
You're probably looking that way.
I probably are looking down. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Addition and adjustments.
You said nothing?
No, okay. There wasn't anything that came in.
Okay. Public comments, communication with citizens. Is that, do you want it under, either way? Doesn't matter. We can talk with you folks now if you'd like.
We're obviously here to follow up from last meeting.
Yeah.
So have you had a chance to review the material that I've learned to?
You did. You know, we both did. You did. I mean, I don't know where, you know, we haven't really discussed it since we looked at it at home, but
did you get an opinion of counsel?
We did not. We don't really have counsel to ask. That's the problem.
We can still reach somebody.
It costs money. I mean, I realize that, but it costs money that, you know. I mean, have you reviewed it at home, Helene?
That was right after, the day after the meeting. Let me see. It's got to be here. This is not much of a... Thank you.
did check with our, and that was before the last meeting, you did check with an accountant, right?
Yes, with my, with the town accountant.
Okay, so.
I mean, there is VLCT, in order to get that kind of counseling, they're going to charge us for it, but we could.
VLCT?
VLCT has another side to VLCT, so it, you know, it costs money, but they, you can get, you know, a official opinion and, you know, official decision instead of just what they think it could be, but maybe it's not, you know, how they answer everything else we ask, you know, about other items. You know, and they would bill us accordingly if you want me to reach out and do that.
Do you... You could. I mean, I... You have no idea, like, what order of magnitude. Are we talking 100, 1,000?
I don't know. I mean, it all depends how long it takes them. And, you know, they charge by the hour, like every other journey.
More than a couple hours.
What?
My guess is it would not be more than a couple hours.
And what would you, what is it, do you have any idea, and I know you can't speak for them, they got their own rules, what a typical cost per hour might be?
They would have,
yeah.
They would tell us.
Well, I do know, yeah, every lawyer is different, but, yeah.
But I can do that.
May I ask you, when do you put the warrant out for the village meeting?
The meeting isn't until the third Tuesday in March, so it's got to be, it has to be so many days warned.
30 days? No.
Is it 40 days? I believe it's 40 days warned before the meeting, so we have plenty of time. But prior to that, it's got to go to the printer.
So we have a meeting in January before... We're getting into it.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm certain, yeah. And I realize now we're getting into the holiday, which I wanted to avoid. But hopefully we can get something back from an attorney here so that you can have some guidance.
I heard it on the docket that they needed in March for your request to guidance.
Well, I gave them a proposed article to add to the warrant, for the warning.
And at this point, to be honest with you, that warning, the wording of the warning is not something, I'm going to speak for both of us. You tell me what you felt about the warning. Do you have that?
I
got it right here. I don't feel that that is a warning that I want to have that specifically says that we made a major mistake and due to our error, I don't like the warning there. I'd rather it be open to the public for discussion if that is the case, but I don't think that,
in other words,
the trustees.
You don't generally make arguments for or against.
As long as we convey the sense that the issue...
Exactly. I mean, I want to keep it pleasant. Absolutely. I totally agree.
It has to be decided by the meeting.
Yep.
So, if we can put the sense of that out, I'm sure we can come.
Yeah. You know what I mean, though. I mean, we're not going to, as a board, put in our warning that we've made a mistake because we don't know if that mistake's even been made.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just, to keep it pleasant all the way around, you know.
Yeah.
I will reach out to the attorneys at VLCT before the next meeting. I will have a response. I apologize. I should have done it this last time and didn't, and I will.
Right.
I will, and we'll just pay accordingly. And because at this time we don't have, the village does not. The only attorney that the village has is to do our delinquent tax sales, and they wouldn't be, you know, they're more of a real estate attorney than,
Okay. Good. Then, any questions or observations on the budget?
I mean, we haven't really got into budget yet. We haven't even started it. And Holly, we thought might be, she's had surgery, so she's not here tonight.
Yeah.
But like we did last year, we would invite you to come to the meeting where we discuss the budget.
Yeah, we got a one. It'll be after the first of the year now. We usually try to do one or two before the end of the year, and it's just I can't do it before the end of the year. I have too many meetings at the town level that I can't. But we got plenty of time too.
Yeah.
You know, we got plenty of time to do it in January, but we'll invite you for sure.
Because normally we add some budget meetings that aren't the normal Tuesday, you know, second Tuesday of the month. We put in extra ones just for the budget.
Yeah.
Which we do.
Yeah. But when we're discussing, when it's, you know, I mean, you're welcome to come to any of them, but when we're doing the library, we'd be sure and let them know
in advance so they could come.
Okay, that
sounds good. How, when you do your letter, Jen, the library letter, please keep it to a page.
Okay.
For the town and the village, because it costs so much for printing.
Okay.
Not a general, because you do a lot of stuff, but I mean, as much as you can get on a page, we're trying to cut it back, because the printing has gotten crazy expensive, so I'd appreciate that very much. Thank you. I do appreciate you having, you know, putting as much as you do, because it gets the community aware of what you've got, but it would be cheaper for us, and I'd appreciate that. But
okay, so that's the public comments.
Yeah, you're good. Okay, now I've lost my papers shuffling. Have a great night.
Happy
see ya.
Sunday, okay. Sunday's cookies with Dan and I, if you guys don't have anything going on.
Sunday, hi. Hope they have a good turnout. You should.
We have 50 signed up so far.
Good. Excellent.
All right. That's excellent. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. That's
okay. I found it in the end, but that's okay. No, that's good. Yeah, if you want to leave it over there just for her. Thank you. I knew I had it somewhere. I just shuffled. Okay, so water, sewer, Carson is not, yeah, please come sit. Carson is not, has a school function for her son, so he was not able to attend.
Mm-hmm.
He did tell me a couple of things. He has somebody who's approached him to do the sidewalk.
Okay.
And, you know, as we had spoke before, at a meeting, like Helene said before, if Joey was to, you know, be able to work, if he wasn't going to, you know, if he could get done his job to work, she wanted to have a meeting with Carson. Carson's going to be his boss, basically, you know.
Right.
And to be sure, so what Carson said was he was approached by Adam Richardson, who lives here in town on Hill Street. He saw him and said, you know, I could do that. And so Carson says he's interested in having him do it. So I spoke with Helene a few minutes before the meeting. Are you still, you know, agreeable that if Carson's comfortable with getting him?
Sure.
Okay. And and currently, I did go on the cloud and see that last year it was $17 an hour.
I thought it was $17.50.
Is it $17.50 now?
I think I just looked at Sean's.
And I thought I saw 17.
Okay.
But I did it on the front page. Did you click on his pay type?
Yeah.
Okay, so $17.50. Whatever he's making, I'm fine, right? I mean, I think that's a good, you know, that's fair for us as well. So we can get Carson to get him going, because that will help him out a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, he worked a lot this weekend.
And so then we had another item with the tractor plow. The bucket works great, but when it's snowy conditions, we used to have a snow blower, and the snow blower wore out, so we haven't been using it. And Carson really, you know, there's so many times that you have a lot of snow, a snow blower is the way to go, because otherwise you're pushing too much snow on everybody's property.
Well, so I let him push it on mine.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't.
A lot of people don't.
And if you can just blow, you know, it just works better. So he did get a price. He got an estimate by phone quickly tonight to replace the snowblower. Tractor works great. Bucket works great.
Okay.
From Champlain Equipment. Unofficially, he said it won't be any more than $7,800. So I would...
Why don't we look up...
I was looking at... finances.
Yeah.
Would that come off of streets?
It would come off streets for this year.
And I believe there's plenty of money there.
Okay. But the only thing we've got to remember is we have not paid contracted services. We've got another $24,000 in contracted services because we're going to, that's paying the town from plowing from January to now. We haven't been paid at all. The town hasn't been paid at all. Okay. And that's going to be probably close to that, I'm guessing. Is that 95? Oh, yeah.
95 was the budget. What's that?
The capital fund of
88.72. Oh.
So I looking at the overall expenses, we didn't do line striping this year. We saved money there. The budget's looking very good, really. Very, very good.
And I put everything in before I
transferred it all over.
Before I transferred it all over.
Perfect, yeah.
How does sand and salt work? Do we buy our own sand and salt?
No, the way it works is as whenever Mike or whoever's using the, doing the roads, they keep track every time they put a load of sand or salt in their truck.
So when we get the bill at the end of the year, or whenever we get it from the town, it would come in two areas. It would come in contracted services
and salt and sand. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So the fact that we haven't spent anything just means we haven't got the bill from the town yet.
That's right. I just don't bill it until the end of the year. It gets paid.
I mean, there's other money besides that left, isn't there?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. There it is. Here's again, we didn't have any sidewalk repairs. We there's a few line items here. We didn't need any culverts.
Storm drains. That came out of zero.
Yeah. So I mean, there is money. I think it's a good time to get it so that because it's already budgeted. Then to ask the taxpayers next year, right? I mean, it's a good time to.
Well. Yeah.
Because they need it too. You know what I mean? It's necessary. We've gone without it here for, I think it's been 2 years? Sean's done it 2-3 years now. Mm-hmm. I think the last one that used the snow blower was Mike. And it just wears out. Once you put so many stones through it, because you hit gravel and stuff.
And whatever else goes through it.
Yeah. So, if you're agreeable to do it, do we make a motion to allow Carson to order the snow blower? Because can't wait another month for the meeting to approve it.
Yeah.
So we make a motion for Carson to purchase a snow blower for up to, not to exceed, I mean, this doesn't include tax. If he needs any bolts or anything, I'd like to say $8,500 just to cover. They said it wouldn't be over 78, but that's probably not including tax, not including if he needs anything to.
So he needs it. He needs it right now, like not January 1st.
No, I think if they've got it in stock, now would be a perfect time just to get it, just to have it.
Yep. Because if it was after January 1st, it would be on next year's budget.
Right, but we have money to...
Basically, what it says is we had $95,000 as a budget. We spent $37,000. We got $50-something left.
And we're probably going to spend close to $30,000 on the village streets. Maybe, usually it's a... It's going to be 24, 25 generally.
So we'll have 28 left, and there's going to be a little bit of salary, but not much because you're talking 3 weeks.
Right, and there's not much salary for the highway for Carson anyway.
Oh, that's true.
It'll be snowplowing guy. Yes. And Carson's been snowplowing.
So it looks like there's money in there unless something totally broke down somewhere.
Right.
But in the, there's a lot of stuff we don't do in the middle of winter anyway.
Right.
Like culvert repairs. Or,
exactly.
Yeah, I'm okay with
that. Get a lot of rain tonight and one of them fails.
Yeah, right.
and he's going to order it from the place he bought the equipment.
Yes, that's
well,
why.
Well, we bought the equipment from
him. Yes, and I asked him that. I said, is there another place to get it? And he says, well, we did buy the whole thing from them. I, perfect. We'll get it from them, you know, so they'll back it and whatever, you know.
Yeah, and that should last
a few years,
for
sure. Yeah.
But they can also use the plow.
Yes.
You know, if there's not a lot of snow, they can
that's
use
right.
the
or
plow.
If it's if when it gets slushy, heavy snow, it doesn't work well. It works better. But there's many, you know, many times with a snowstorm that you can pop it on and use it, you know.
Right.
Okay, if you want to make that motion, I'll second it.
Okay, I make a motion to allow Carson to purchase a snowblower from Champlain Equipment. And to, you know, not exceed
$8,500.
Okay. Do you think $8,500 is clear? Because they said it wouldn't be over $78. But if they, I'm just thinking if things cost money, if you need a bolt or an arm or something to attach it to it.
Yeah.
Right? So is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Not to exceed $8,500. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you second that, Helen? Or we don't need a second?
Yes, I second that.
Okay. Next item is a new computer for the village office. So they, too, have got to do something because Windows 10 is a thing of the past as of September of next year. So that's another item. Do we want to look right now? The town just replaced theirs. I got grant money for elections to do one mine, and then we had monies left in the computer expense line item to purchase the two other ones that we needed for the village. Right now, they have right now Dennis Beloyne can get 1 year leases of Dell running Windows 11 Pro, which is what we've got to have, a one that's been leased. He said many, many companies lease those computers for 1 year and then get a new one. So they clean, you know, they clear them out and they sell them. So instead of $899, it's $399.
But you'd be buying it, not leasing.
You'd be buying it for $300.
But it was leased to someone else.
That's right.
Okay.
But it's a, you know, it's they go into these big companies and they, you know, hundreds of machines and then they take them out a year later and then they're on the market for $399.
Yeah.
It's either $899 or $399. And then it would include about 3 hours of Dennis, an hourly wage, to come in and transfer everything over and clean out her computer, and that computer could be cleaned out. There's a lot of, you know, icons and stuff that you've got. It's, you know, it's not going to be, I don't know, $750 total, counting his time, I believe. Do we have a line item for that? Do we want to do it now or do we want to wait?
Well, he has this deal now, which might not be available after January.
That's it. And you want to know something? General administration, office supplies, right there. Look at it.
Yeah.
She spent $1,150 out of $3,000. Is there anything you said you had
I
to order?
I have to order envelopes.
And that's what, about $1,000?
That's about $1,000 for two boxes.
Okay. So you're it's still at $21. So you just that line item alone, you'd still have enough.
I just lost it. Office supplies, that's what we're looking at?
Yes.
So,
we did overspend in audit this year.
Yeah.
But did you rebook those? Or did we not?
What?
Do we have audit in water and sewer and all those?
Yeah.
And have you rebooked it or no?
No.
Okay, so that will break
down. I only rebooked the trustee salary. Because I didn't know I was supposed to rebook the...
Okay, and I don't know as you have a line item for it. I'm just going to check real quick.
Okay.
Audit and legal. Yeah, you did 21, which is right.
So it looked like she put the total cost in.
No, she did the 21.
No, but on their actual, it's $7,800.
Right.
So she put all the cost in.
But it was $7,800 and $2,100. It was $7,895, $6,789. It was $10,000 this year to do the audit.
Oh.
Because it went up. Well, which mine did too this year.
Okay, so since we can get it at that price this year, I'd say get the computer this year as opposed to waiting next year and having to pay twice as much, maybe.
Right, and because so many people have to switch over. As of September or October 1, somewhere in the fall of 2025, Dennis said, Windows 10 will have no security. So you can't have a business with no, you know, we can't not have security on what we've got.
I wonder how that affects personal laptops, you know?
You can still go online, but if you get a virus, they are not going to, you can't get virusware.
Huh.
So how does, at the end of the day, how does the water is good, the sewer is good, so total, all funds, good, because we're 69,603 for sewer, water, and you're... I think it's so we're 59,296 and sewer
for cutting it close
19,599. You're about 60 and 20. You're about 80, about 79,000 over on that.
On
and
what?
So, like taking the high, the total water.
Yeah.
We're under budget by 59 so far.
Yeah.
And we're under budget on sewer 19,599. So you know, roughly 79,000 between the two. And if you take the total of all funds being 147,529.71, and that's 80 roughly, you still got 67. Of that, you have the fire department. They, I'm sure, will have some last-minute expenses. You know, you still have payroll for the rest of the month. You still have, you know, approximately $25,000 that's going to go to the highway,
mm-hmm.
and another, you know, another $8,500 or whatever he ends up spending on the tractor.
Right.
But I think we're still going. The end of the day, I think we're still going to be under budget if we get it now. I don't think it's going to put us over. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Oh, I think we should get it now. I mean, considering the amount we're talking about and the fact that it has to be done and all the other stuff, yeah, I think we should get it now.
And
now, is she going to have, like, two?
She doesn't want.
I just told her. I said, I don't. Don't give me two. That monitor I have is perfect. It's the right size. It's the size I like.
You do?
Yes.
It's bigger, though, isn't it? It's
bigger.
Not too small.
No, it's not
so
too
you're
small.
Fine. Okay.
I'm fine.
So you're fine with one monitor. You will get a new keyboard and mouse.
I do need that. Those buttons, it's, I don't know, they stick up too high or something.
So, yeah.
It's such a pretty keyboard.
Right? I know it is pretty.
Yeah. So new keyboard, mouse, and computer. And I will get in touch with Dennis. And another thing is he does like sugaring and that kind of stuff. And so it's good to, you
do
know, if he has time now, sometime between now and first of the year with the idea that he could bill us out now. So that's what we did. We had him bill us out now so that he would.
Okay.
Yeah, good.
So you made a motion. I seconded it.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so what else did we have?
Oh, I wanted to ask some questions from the trustee meeting minutes. So So Robert Lehman and Gaston Bathelon, did you tell them that they
yes.
would write and they're fine
yep.
with that?
Yeah, and so they've ordered their booklets. They have to get a number from the state. They each had to get a 4-digit number from the state, and then the town got a number from the state, and then we're waiting, the booklets are ordered to have the fine, to do the fines.
Okay.
So it's, but we can't, in the village, it's 60 days from the last meeting. It was warned in the paper in 60 days that people have to, you know, comment on yeah. the new ordinance. So we're, you know, got a few more
okay.
days left.
But they've
before
agreed
it's over.
To yep. sell that.
Yep, function. They're fine with that.
Yep. And you signed the MERP grant?
Yep, I signed the MERP grant. I submitted that. I submitted, there's another page of it. It's called the Affirmation of Use of Funds, which went with it, which is just saying you're going to use it for what you said you are, not anything else, you know. And I don't know who, Robert has spoke to Jeremy Rondo about our office having him do the heating system, and I don't know if we want to do the same. I mean, I, to be honest, I don't know enough about any of that stuff, and I don't mind. I think it, and Robert's already said, for our standing seam roof and our solar panels, we're both in this town needing both. We might as well. He knows people. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
He'll contact people and get them, you know, to do both. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I don't know who to get, and he does. He mm-hmm. says, when you buy a standing seam roof, those people install it, you know?
And it's probably going to be cheaper because it's a bigger order. Like, when we wanted all our roads surfaced. And
it's easier to do it,
said,
too.
Oh, I thought you'd do this over a number of years. And we said, no, we want it done all at one time because we got ARPA money. And he said, well, in that case, I can lower my cost.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah. and he's really talking of getting a jump on it by spring. I don't know who we want to have. Like, so in here, it's not as involved, obviously, as our village. In here, it's replacing windows and doors. It's the heating system, which is Jeremy or whoever you want to have. I like to keep it local. He does a good job, but, you know, I mean, it's entirely up to, you know, everybody. It's not just my decision. And so we need somebody to do the windows and doors, somebody to do the heating, somebody to do the solar, and somebody to do the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know. What do you want to do? I mean,
you're suggesting that we let Robert be like a general contractor and all that?
He, and he doesn't, I don't even think he'd get paid to do that. Like, I mean,
well,
I don't even
I mean.
Think it's part of it. I don't think he's already talking to him because he's a board member in Troy. So he is willing to say, and like he came down and measured all the windows already for the estimate before the
yeah.
application went in, and he got his guy from Poline Lumber that measures for him to come and do it. So, I mean.
So we're just authorizing him to be an agent to.
Yeah, and I don't know if we're really
yeah.
authorized. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, and that's, yeah, I guess we that's kind of, yeah. If
yeah.
you're fine with that.
That's, I'm fine
and if
with
he
that.
Has time to put the windows in, if he has time, are you fine if he says he can put the windows in and the doors?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, he's
okay.
he's a professional contractor.
Yeah, and that way he's in here doing it, and he's not going to be half the mess. And like you said, over there it's already been done,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So that's good. That's good. And I don't know, it'll be a, you know, it'll be spring anyway. It might be longer than that, but,
right,
you know.
By the time you get everything lined up, I mean, this is a big roof.
Oh, this is a big roof, but an easy roof.
It's, oh, yeah,
and because last time Robert put it on,
mm-hmm.
and he said, it's huge, it takes time because it's huge,
mm-hmm.
but it's the easiest roof. You can walk on it, and it's just one straight shot. It's
yeah.
so easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he's, I told him to think about, we could save money in here getting rid of the half-round window out there.
Yeah.
And either, like, putting wood, you know, decorative wood on the inside, and the outside, he'd just piece it to look like the siding and repaint, you know, restain.
Yeah.
you know, just to get rid of it and make a, Jen had mentioned at the last meeting, make a couple of those windows open if it's not too much of an expense. And he says,
yeah,
the money you're saving on the top, it's not that much extra to get. You know, it costs extra than a solid pane, but it certainly would make sense to get a couple windows there that open.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that will get some, you know, direct air coming through.
And I don't think it'll get as hot out there.
No, that top window is so hot. Yeah. That's it. So hot.
And, of course, it's not insulated anymore. So.
Right. Yeah. So that's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we kind of went over the financial report.
Yeah, I think overall, and we didn't neglect doing much. I mean, we got, we got the speed signs put up, and if we don't want to, there might be an opportunity to sell one of those speed signs to Troy, the extra one that we can't use because we couldn't put them on the highway the way we wanted to. Gaston is thinking he would like to see those in Troy as well. And if that should happen, we might have the opportunity to sell that extra one. You know, we could put it double-sided on a pole, but if we didn't have to,
if you don't have
I just hate to see it in a box sitting there getting old and never being used.
Exactly.
You know, and if
20 years from now somebody says, oh, what's this?
Exactly. You know? Yeah. Yeah. So Gaston has, you know, is thinking that he thinks it's a great idea. He likes them.
Yeah.
We'll look up them. And so when he thought of that, I thought to myself, maybe if we decide if we wanted to do that, if they decided they wanted them, but he hasn't brought it up. But we'll probably do it during our budget time. I don't know. So, how's everything else? I think everything pretty good. Pretty good.
So we do have to set the meeting for next month. It would be, I don't know what day it is.
January 14th.
January 14th. At 5 p.m. Okay, so do you want to close out the... Pass half of them over.
It's not that much.
Yeah, it doesn't look like that much. Okay.
Okay, I make a motion to adjourn at 5:44.
I'll second it.
All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.